听力课堂，听 class.com。
This podcast is brought to you by Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
This is justvocabulary.com, and today's two words,
truncate
and
uncouth.
We'll also test your knowledge with one review question. You might want to head over to justvocabulary.com to test your vocabulary knowledge with our free online quizzes. You might win a prize. Today's prize winner is Monica from Italy. That's it. Let's get started with our first word.
Truncate.
The discussion was truncated by the arrival of our main menu.
Truncate.
Mark truncates certain words when sending text messages.
Truncate.
Because Lisa's report was longer than allowed, she had to truncate the ending.
Truncate.
The verb truncate is spelled T-R-U-N-C-A-T-E.
Truncate.
What does it mean? To truncate something means to shorten something by cutting off or removing a part. To truncate means to make something shorter or briefer, especially by removing the end of it. Here's another example sentence. Television coverage of the match was truncated by a technical fault. If a program is too long, the program may need to be truncated. That means shortened. The word truncate is derived from the Latin truncatus, which means to cut off. Truncate is related to curtail, condense or abridge, and abbreviate. Some antonyms are lengthen, extend, or elongate.
This podcast is brought to you by the 2008 Saturn Aura, the sports sedan that gets everything right. Like an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, over 95 standard safety features, and the reassurance of a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See retailer for details. Rethink responsible. Go to Saturn.com or test drive the Aura now at your local Saturn retailer. Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Our next word is the word
uncouth.
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 Frank's uncouth brother uses his shirt as a napkin.
Uncouth.
Joanne's new boyfriend seems like an uncouth, opinionated boor.
Uncouth.
It was really uncouth of Phil to make that comment about how much more money he makes than his coworker.
Uncouth.
Their hockey team had more talent but less couth.
Uncouth.
The adjective uncouth is spelled U-N-C-O-U-T-H.
Uncouth.
What does it mean? The adjective uncouth describes someone who is behaving in a rude and unpleasant way. If you use your shirt as a napkin, you're lacking good manners, or you're lacking refinement or grace. Uncouth is derived from the Old English uncouo, which means unfamiliar or unknown. Uncouth refers to someone who is unfamiliar with good manners. Okay, some synonyms: crude, rude, unrefined, or ill-mannered. And some antonyms: refined, sophisticated, polite, or couth. And the last word, couth, means cultured, refined, and well-mannered. Example: it's more couth to hold your shrimp by the tail. That means it's time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
transcend? Transcend.
The verb transcend means to rise above or go beyond the limits of something. It means to surpass, to be superior, or to rise above. It comes from the Latin transcedere, which means to climb beyond. Example: she hoped her son would gain things from soccer that transcend the game itself, like honor and good sportsmanship.
Transcend.
Okay, and that's it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have any feedback or comments on the show, you can email me at justvocabulary@gmail.com. Or you can obviously go to justvocabulary.com and contact us from there. For now, I'm your host, Jan, from sunny Cape Town. See you soon. Bye-bye.